It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food and beverage authorities from around town. And this morning, our good friend James Norton is with us again. He blogs for The Heavy Table, the Twin Cities-based dining blog. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning.
Happy Feb-giving.
Happy Feb-giving.
All right, so now what is that? So a few months ago, in fact, just before Christmas, we were talking about this idea of Feb-giving. You sort of dropped this in the middle of a conversation about the holidays and other things, and we went, Feb-giving, whoa. What is that? That sounds like a very interesting idea. And we said, please come back and talk to us some more about this.
Well, we were complaining that after the holiday season is over, is that we have nothing to look forward to until springtime.
Yeah.
And that's when you drop this amazing bomb on us. Yes. That is Feb-giving.
For me, it's still the holidays. And it could be for you, too, listening at home. Feb-giving, it's for me, it's counter-programming against the Arctic apocalypse. It's
the doldrums of winter.
The doldrums of winter, very much so, mm-hmm. where I think, you know, between New Year's Day and somewhere in mid-March where you start to see some warmth or green come back, you know, it's just this horrible, blasted, sub-zero landscape. And my wife and I moved to Minnesota about 8 years ago at this point. We thought, well, we got to do something about this. This is a real problem with the calendar. February is just like an instant, you know, one-way ticket to depression land. Let's take the best holiday in our minds, Thanksgiving, where you just get a bunch of people together and have great food and have a really good time. Let's stick that in the middle of February, too. We'll just copy-paste. Boom, boom, and we've got an extra Thanksgiving in February, and that's Feb-giving.
So, James, what you're saying is you're embracing the Danish concept of hygge.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this and it's become one of our favorite new terms that we learned.
Hygge. Fun to say, fun to spell. H-Y-G-G-E.
That's right.
When else do you get to do that?
The Danish concept of coziness in the dead of winter, making the best of a cold situation. Now, what's cool about Feb-giving is that it takes one of the nicest holidays, the least commercial and purest holidays that we still have, the site of Easter, and puts it somewhere else where we can enjoy it twice in the course of a year.
Yeah, and this is kind of an awkward time to mention our corporate sponsor, Nordicware. who will be supplying some pans and other bakeware to support
and also Butterball.
Generally very uncommercialized with the exception of Bundt pans.
Now, when you say that you copy and paste Thanksgiving and put it into February,
yeah.
Have you come up with any sort of like unique features of Feb-giving?
Yes. So we've got a number of things. We've been doing this again for, I think this will be our eighth year of doing it at home. And one thing we do once in a while is something called Cornish game henge. We deep fry Cornish game hens and then make them into triptychs like Stonehenge and kind of bring those out on plates.
Okay, you're actually serious.
Oh, yeah, we've done this. We've got photographic proof. It's.
Can you send us some so we can post them online?
Yeah, I'll dig up a game henge photo. Another thing we've done that we've enjoyed is Parade of Fowl, which is we have four people with plates in ascending sizes going from Cornish game hen to duck to chicken to turkey.
Perfect.
And we kind of trot them into the dining room in a ceremonial fashion.
Oh, instead of doing the turducken.
Yes.
It's the, what is it, the parade of fowl.
It's a deconstructed turducken in a nutshell.
It's a succession of fowls.
So it's fun, and we're really proud that we have friends fly in every year from other parts of the country, including California.
Well, this is serious.
Californians flying into Minnesota specifically to celebrate Feb-giving. We're very proud of it, and I think these are results that you can replicate as well. Just rope off a Saturday in February. Usually we do the one on or before Valentine's Day. Plan a Thanksgiving feast. Invite your favorite people, and just, you know, rage against the cold, and it's a lot of fun.
Obviously, it does not have to involve birds. It can have whatever kind of food that you want. I would imagine you could do whatever you want.
Chinese food,
sure.
whatever you're into. We like getting some of the, you know, the pecan pie, the stuffing, some of the Thanksgiving favorites. They're such good comfort food.
Exactly.
But, you know, take it in whatever direction you want. By all means, just celebrate.
Well, if Frank Costanza can invent Festivus, then you know what? James Norton can invent a new holiday, and that is Feb-giving.
And we're so excited about just sharing it with people because it's changed our view on the year, on the calendar, on our lives. It sounds silly, and frankly, it is silly, but it actually it serves a really useful purpose. It makes us happy to live in this part of the country this time of year.
I have a prediction, James. This is going to catch on, especially with our enthusiasm about it. Before you know it, there will be a Wikipedia entry about Feb-giving.
Oh.
You'll be cited, and it will be a new Northern, if not specifically Minnesota, tradition, and we'll have you to thank.
I can't wait. I just like the idea of all these happy people sitting around eating pie in the middle of a cold time of year. So
and
let's do it.
Decor. I want outfits. Oh, I want the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it's gonna go bonkers.
Thank you for the lovely idea, James.
Of course. And thanks.
Happy Feb-giving.
Happy Feb-giving, guys.
Yes. Before we let you go, James, tell us again about your event coming up very soon here at the Minnesota History Center.
February 19th, History Center. We are doing a native food sip and sample curated by Sean Sherman, the sous chef. So there's going to be a really wonderful nexus of art and culture and really good eats. So check it out at the History Center's webpage. We'll have information about it on Heavy Table as well.
We'll even get you links there at thecurrent.org when you visit. James Norton writes for HeavyTable.com, a daily Twin Cities-based online magazine passionately telling the stories of food and drink from roots to table in the Upper Midwest. It's Eating and Drinking on The Current.